The multi-billion-dollar Nabucco pipeline project is seen as one of Europe's best hopes for limiting its dependence on Russian gas. The European Union has stepped up efforts to diversify its energy sources since Russia's invasion of Georgia last summer, and amid a dispute between Moscow and Kiev that has curtailed supplies across Ukraine to Europe. According to energy expert Kate Harden, diversification of energy sources is key.
I think that what happened with the Ukrainian gas cutoff actually motivated the Europeans to look again at their reliance on single suppliers of gas. So that even though, you know, they have various sources right now, Algeria, Libya, Russia, LNG, I think they took a second look at that and said perhaps better diversification would better suit us. And certainly Turkey, as a potential bridge for Eastern gas and LNG and whatnot, I think does play a role there.
The intended route for the Nabucco pipeline is from the Caspian Sea to Turkey and onto Europe through Bulgaria, Romania and Hungary. Former Turkish energy official Mithat Mende says the need for alternative routes will increase in the future.
Europe's natural gas consumption will grow by at least 70% by 2030. I believe given our geography and potential, we can provide a good contribution to Europe with respect to enhancing their energy supply security. Nabucco is a case in point.
The role of Turkey as an energy bridge to Europe is seen by Ankara as an important bargaining chip in its bid to join the EU. But Turkey's bid to join, which began with negotiations in 2005, has been limping along over disputes concerning the Greek government of Cyprus, which is blocking talks on the energy section of the bid. Energy is one of the 35 areas, or so-called chapters, in Turkey's accession talks. In a rare visit to Brussels Monday, Turkish Prime Minister Tayyip Erdogan said that he will review his support for the Nabucco gas pipeline to Europe if the energy portion of its EU accession talks remains blocked. If we're faced with a situation where the energy chapter is blocked, we would of course review our position, he said. Mr. Erdogan's comment was angrily denounced by some European politicians, with one German minister accusing Turkey of blackmail over the pipeline. Analyst Hugh Pope of the International Crisis Group has a different perspective on the Turkish Prime Minister's comment.
Right now, Turkey is about to run out of chapters to negotiate with the European Union because of all kinds of blockages within the European Union. If we're talking about blackmail, there's lots of pushing and shoving going on in the European Union, and for the European Union to behave like Erdogan's demand comes out of nowhere is a little simplistic.
Following strong European reactions, Mr. Erdogan seemed to back down, saying Turkey would never interfere in the completion of the pipeline. But analysts say, despite this pledge, European leaders still have concerns. Ankara is reportedly demanding higher transit fees and the right to use some of the gas, rather than simply sending it all to Western Europe. But Turkish Energy Minister Hilmi Güler says they are committed to resolving the dispute. The latest natural gas crisis has demonstrated that Turkey's insistence on wrapping up Nabucco is very well founded, he said. Building energy pipelines are usually major engineering achievements, but as in the case of Nabucco, overcoming the politics surrounding them are usually just as formidable. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.